Hello?
Yes, sir.
What'd she say?
She, sitting here now with a look on her face, kind of sad look, but, she said she hoped that you weren't, getting to the bottom of the barrel and reaching for me.
No, I'm going to the top of the barrel. I just talked to Harry Bird and Everett Dirksen, and, John Burns and Wilbur Mayles and John Williams. And I told them there's a good many people that I'd give them consideration to. And I gave listed some that you listed to me this morning. I said I'm not going to appoint anybody. I'm not going to offer it to anybody until he's accepted. And I may make an announcement in an hour, and I may make it in a week. We discussed everything. I read them your FBI, where you born September 5th, 1908, same age as I am, and where you'd gone to school and what everybody said about you. I didn't quote the names of what the folks had said, but first old boy in there, by God, old Harry said, well, now you know that I'm just not for him because he's Virginia. He's an awful good man, and he does live in Alexandria and so on and so forth, but said he used to be pretty liberal, but said he's a mighty good, solid man. And I said, well, let me read you what. And I had old James Lawrence Fly. You remember old Larry Fly? I didn't read him his name. I said, here's what the first citizen that they interviewed said. And he said that he's honest and he's trustworthy and he's able and he's loyal. And said his integrity is, quote, supreme, unquote. And his qualifications are superior. And although he is a conservative lawyer, he listens to both sides of a case and is wise and judicious. And thank God, whatever else you can say about Fly, he knows how to speak, and he's articulate. And old Harry just died laughing. Said, well, I guess he is conservative. But they all said that they were unanimous with you. And I'm going to send the name up pretty soon.
All right, sir. Now, would you advise me on one personal aspect?
Yes.
I was supposed to fly out of here to London on Saturday night to a board meeting in London on Tuesday. And should I continue as planned, or rather than cause any disturbance and conjecture by canceling out, or should I cancel out?
I think you ought to cancel out and try to get your teeth in this thing. And my judgment is I'll probably send a nomination up before the Senate adjourns today. I might do that.
Well, then.
And I would just say that, I would just say when I ask you for comment, that you didn't even know you were being considered, and that you'd known the president for many, many years, and you'd served with him all the time he's in government and Congress, and you knew he thought well of you, but you just honored that he'd ask you to serve your country. The Secretary of Treasury is just about as high a place a man in your field can be, and that you were very honored that he asked you, but you weren't a applicant. Nobody recommended him, as far as you know. You just told your name was going up, and
right.
That was that, and you'll do the best you can, and anything, if the President and the Congress are willing, you'll just do your best and say whatever you want to, but I got to have somebody that I love and somebody I trust and somebody that gets along with Congress, somebody's competent, and I just don't know anybody better, and it's not anything unusual with you. I just watched you for years, and I watched your wife too, and she's going to be the first lady, thinks she's just tops, and so we just have to do it together. And if you have to get out in a couple of years, you can. If you don't, well, I hope you're here as long as I am. And God bless you, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you so much.